Bitachin for Life, Shir number 192, Thursday, Chol HaMoed Sukkos Tavshin Pei Aleph. We are discussing the importance of Simcha on Chol HaMoed, and we must add that Simcha and Bitachin go hand in hand. And that is the reason why we are stressing so much the importance of Simcha on Sukkos, and we explain that when a person has Simcha on Sukkos, it will, Amir Hashem, positively affect his entire year. The Arizal says that a person that makes sure to always be b'simcha and sukkis will have simcha the entire year. But simcha and bitachin go hand in hand. And that's why the Sefer Arches Tzadikim, which is a very chashuv Sefer that discusses different midas, when he talks about the mida of simcha, he discusses bitachin. Because for a person to truly feel simcha, it is only if a person lives with emunah and bitachin. And therefore the Yom Tov of Sukkos is about simcha, and it's equally about emunah and bitachin. So we were discussing yesterday the reason why we shake the Dalet Minim, and how that brings us simcha. And let's add another explanation, which will, Amir Tzashem, help us enhance our advancement in simcha and bitachin. The Dalet Minim represent four Evarim in a person. The Lulav represents the spine, the Esrog represents the heart, the Hadassim represent the eyes, and the Aravis represent the lips. Why are these four Evarim chosen? And there's a very important message over here. Our objective in Emunah and Bitachin is to become emotional about Emunah and Bitachin. Emunah and Bitachin is not an intellectual ordeal. That is part of it, but that's not the main part of it. The objective of Emunah and Bitachin is to get emotional, to feel secure with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to get nervous, not to let negative emotions control your life. That is the objective of Bitachin. And if we look at it, we will find that these four Evarim control our emotions. The heart is easy. The heart is the place where our emotions come from. The spine controls all the nerves, everything that goes on in the body, which also affects our emotions. The hadassim, which represent the eyes, inherently affect our emotions because we become emotional based on what we see. And if we see something which looks scary, even if we know in our minds that there's no problem and there's nothing going on, our eyes have an emotional impact on us, and therefore we get impressed by what our eyes see. And our lips also have an emotional effect on us, because what we say, what we talk about, affects us. If we talk about positive things, we will feel positive. A person that talks about negative things constantly feels negative. And that is the objective of the Yom Tov of Sukkos with these four minim. Because we take the four Evarim that govern our emotions and we're sameach with them. We take this Evarim and we get emotional. We get besimcha. We feel besimcha and with bitachin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the objective of the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Use your emotional Evarim. Use the ones that make you feel the feelings that you feel. And feel simcha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Feel secure with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Feel bitachin in Hashem. That is the objective of the Dalet Minim and the objective of the Yom Tov of Sukkos. To remind ourselves of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us, and to use our eyes, our heart, our spine, and our lips to internalize the message of bitachin. To be v'samachta b'chagecha, and then emir tzashem to have simcha throughout the entire year.